Om Shanti, this is the Avyakta Murali of the 28th of July 1972. The title is The Shaktis Who Destroy Impurity and Finish Separation Are the Ones Who Destroy Evil. The Shaktis Who Destroy Impurity and Finish Separation Are the Ones Who Destroy Evil. What two main blessings did you receive from the Father as soon as you came? Do you know those two main blessings? When you first came, you received these two blessings. May you be holy and may you be pure. You relate the essence of the knowledge of 35 years to the people of the world in 1 second with these words, do you not? The aim of your effort and your attainment is this, is it not? The perfect stage and the attainment of success is this. So, the blessings that you received as soon as you came and the awareness you were reminded of, is that the original form of your souls? While taking those blessings and awareness into your life, have you imbibed both things? That is, has your life become holy and pure, or are you still making it like that? Have you become an embodiment of Tarna, or are you still imbibing it? It is something very common, is it not? You must be speaking of both these things many times during the day. So, have you imbibed these two things, or are you still imbibing them? If there is the slightest separation from being a yogi, you would not be called a bhogi, that is, one who is constantly indulging in sensual pleasures. Just these two stages remain. So, sometimes Maya separates you from being a yogi, that is, one in union. If there is separation in yoga, would you be said to be a yogi? You yourselves tell others. If there is the slightest impurity in your purity, what would you call that? Even now, are you those who are separated? Or do you become separated? Because of having the sanskars of being rulers of the globe, spinning at around the globe, do you continue to circle around in both stages, sometimes in yoga and sometimes in V-yoga, that is, separation? All of you are the ones who remove all souls of the world from this world, are you not? Or will the Father remove them from the cycle and you are the ones who go around the cycle? Those who are the ones who liberate others from this cycle, do you yourselves continue to circle around? In that case, how would you remove everyone? You have moved away from the many cycles of the path of devotion. It is only then, on the basis of your faith and intoxication, that you challenge everyone to become free from the cycles of the path of devotion. Just as that is going around in circles with your body, so this is going around in circles with your mind. So, you have now stopped going around in circles with your body. Have you not yet stopped going around in circles with your mind? Sometimes to have yoga and sometimes to be Vyogi. This is going around in circles with your mind, is it not? Does Maya have so much power that even now she makes those who are master or mighty authorities also go around in circles? Until now, seeing Maya so powerful, do you not know how to make Maya unconscious or defeat her? You continue to look at her and continue to observe that she is attacking you even now. It is now the time for the Shakti and Pandava army to become merciful and have mercy. So, have you not had mercy for yourselves until now? The power of the Shaktis now has to be used for the task of serving many souls. Now, it is not the time for you to use your powers for yourselves. Now, the duty of the Shaktis is for world benevolence. Are you remembered as world benefactors or self-benefactors? What is your title and what is your work? Is it that you have one title whereas your work is something else? In a Lokic way, when you are young and careless, when you don't have any responsibilities, you use your time, power and wealth just for yourself. But when you become limited creators, you use whatever time and powers you have for your creation. So, who are you? Have you not become master creators, world mothers? Have you not become the images of support for the world? It is remembered of the Shaktis. They destroyed the devils with a second's drishti. So, have you not destroyed your devilish sanskars and impurity in a second? Or is it that you are destroyers for others and not for the self? Now, what should the condition of Maya become if she were to oppose you? You would have seen a touch-me-not plant. If a person touches it, even slightly, it loses its strength. It doesn't take any time. So, with the power of 1 second's pure thought, Maya should become unconscious like a touch-me-not plant. Have you not yet created such a stage? Now, you should think that you have a little time left for world benevolence. Otherwise, souls of the world will complain to you. You have been taking sustenance for 35 years. In spite of that, you are still saying that you are becoming holy and pure. Yet, you tell us to claim our inheritance in 4 years. Then, your complaint will come back to you. So, what will you say then? You say that you are becoming that, or you say that you will become that and you will do that. The language also has to change now. Now, become master creators. Become world benefactors. The time for using time for your own effort has now passed. Now, use your time to inspire others to make effort. Since you say that it is your stage of ascent day by day, then keep the aim in your awareness. Due to the stage of ascent, there is benefit for everyone. The time that you use for yourself, if you use that to serve others, you will automatically be able to serve yourself. In order to progress, you have to change the old methods. Just as time continues to change, the problems continue to change, the form and the color of the elements continue to change, and in the same way, you now have to transform yourself. The same customs and systems, the same speed, the same language, and the same way of speaking. All of these now have to change. If you don't transform yourself, how would you transform the world? You have the experience of how the tamo quality is going into its extreme. So, you have to stay in supersensuous joy. They are going towards extreme degradation, whereas you are going towards extreme progress. Theirs is the stage of descending, whereas yours is the stage of ascending. You now have to change happiness into supersensuous joy. This is why the memorial of the final stage is, ask the gopis and gopis about supersensuous joy. When there is extreme happiness, then any thought of waves of sorrow will be destroyed. So, do not now say that you will do it or that you will become that. You have become that and are making others that now. You are now sitting in this old world for service alone. Otherwise, just as Baba became Avyakt, so he would have taken you with him too. However, the responsibility of the Shaktis has been fixed as the part of the final task. It is just for this part that Baba is in the subtle region and you are in the corporeal world. It is the duty of you souls to liberate souls who are trapped in the corporeal world, in corporeal feelings, from their corporeal feelings. So now engage yourselves in the task for which you are still in the corporeal world. Until then, the Father is invoking all of you to the subtle region because all of you are going to return home together. The Father cannot go back home alone without you. Therefore, now fulfill the task of the corporeal world and we will then return home together and then come and rule in our kingdom. For how much longer will he invoke you to the subtle region? Therefore, become equal to the Father now. Did the Father not make himself perfect by becoming a world benefactor? He did that, did he not? So, just as the Father used his every thought and deed for the children and souls of the world, you have to follow the Father in the same way. Acha. To those who use their every thought and deed for world benefit, to the children who become equal to the Father, love, remembrance, and namaste. Om Shanti.